Hey guys, I'm Katie.
And I'm Rebecca.
And this is Chills,
Thrills,
and Kills.
And for a second, I completely forgot I had to say thrills. Oh gosh. Okay, well, lovely. So today, we are bringing you one of my itty bitties.
Woohoo, my favorites.
Yay, and this is another one that I actually had not heard of.
Ooh.
And it delves into one of my other loves.
Okay.
Which is abandoned amusement parks.
Yes.
Yeah, before discovering podcasts at all, I used to go down these like 8-hour long rabbit holes of, let's just look up abandoned amusement parks.
That's exciting.
Yes. So let's just jump right into it.
Okay.
Lake Shawnee, West Virginia is home to an amusement park that was built in 1926 by a man named Conley Snidow. He didn't know much about the land he was purchasing, but the open space and beautiful lake looked like the perfect backdrop for a family park.
Okay.
This park featured Wild West shows, a dance hall, a pond and or pool with water slides, and this part is just the most disgusting thing I've ever heard, bathing suit rentals for 15 cents.
Oh my god, ew.
Doesn't that just make you want to vomit?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. So retail, just people trying to return bathing suits drives me crazy. I can only imagine, like, cycling through one that millions of people have worn. Ew, gross. Ew.
Yeah, that's worse than bowling shoes.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
So gross. But in the 1950s, carnival rides were brought in.
Okay.
So these rides included circular swings and a Ferris wheel. I don't know if there were any more. These are the only two that were mentioned.
Okay.
But, I mean, keep in mind, like, I did the research and then I didn't type it up because I'm stupid. I think it was the 18th century was when rides were invented and they were still, like, pulled by people.
Oh.
So, like, this is towards, like, when they finally shift over and are becoming mechanized, or however the fuck you pronounce that. I'm not an English major. Sorry, America, and whatever other countries you're in. Sorry, I keep forgetting we have listeners in other countries, because that's just baffling to me. But
yeah, that's wild.
Also, I'm totally not fully here, so I'm just, like, in my own little crazy bubble. Anyways, so with the addition of these fancy new rides, it quickly became a favorite destination for many local coal miners and their families.
Okay.
Unfortunately, though, not too long after adding the carnival rides, tragedies began to plague the amusement park.
Of course they did.
Of course. Like, you still get tragedies with amusement parks today. And that's after hundreds of years of rides being I can't say that word, mechanized?
That sounds right.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I feel like I was drinking before recording this, but I swear to God I have not. I'm just in a really, really hot closet, and I feel really sick. So.
All right. That's always fun.
So much. All right. Sorry. I'm going to try and stop commentary and just tell the story. Let's see. So on the morning of July 3rd, 1966, a young boy was dropped off at the park by his mother. He would be spending the day at the park and then she'd pick him up in the evening. When she returned to get him, though, he was nowhere to be found.
Of course he wasn't. You dropped your son off alone at an amusement park.
I mean, I don't know. My parents dropped me off alone at a mall to spend for like 13 hours when I was 13. I don't.
Okay.
I mean, then again, we've already determined I had really shit parents. So who am I to say? Anyways, workers eventually discovered the boy's body in the pool or pond, whichever it was. Ugh. Yeah. And as they tend to do, the stories vary. So some say that he was floating in the water, while others claim that one of his arms had actually gotten stuck in the drain.
Ooh.
And so he was unable to surface for air.
Oh my god, ow.
Which, can I just say that getting stuck in the drain of a pool is like one of my worst nightmares?
I've never actually thought about that, so thanks. I don't like that at all.
Oh, no, that's, like, a huge thing for me, because if there's, like, a certain issue with the seal of a pool, or so I've read, like, it can actually create, like, a suction.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not about that. So, either way, his fate was unfortunately the same, and he did die. The incident wasn't heavily talked about, though, which... from what we've seen, when things aren't talked about, it kind of just causes this really ominous air.
Mm-hmm.
But to prevent further tragedy, unlike most places which go, not a problem, it was a one-time thing, they actually closed the pool and filled it in with sand.
Oh, okay. Maybe not a bad idea.
Maybe not. regardless of this, business continued as usual. Until tragedy struck once more.
Oh, shit.
On an unknown date within the same year, so 1966, a delivery truck made its way through the park. The driver had been delivering sodas, and when they backed the truck up, they backed up into the path of the circle swings.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so the truck ended up crushing a little girl who was killed on impact. Yeah, I don't know how you fuck up that bad.
Oh, my goodness. That is, like, I can't even imagine. I can't imagine.
Yeah, I mean, so I used to work for Total Wine and More, which in America is, like, this huge wine store that's ridiculous. But when I worked there, the people who built the building were just fucking stupid. So right next to our loading dock, there was this sprinkler head. And so, like, every time we'd get deliveries, like, every other time somebody would back into the sprinkler head and it would just cause alarms to go off throughout our whole building and, like, fire, like, the fire trucks would come. And I'm like, okay, I can understand people fucking up that badly, but, like, that's too much.
Yeah, that's way too much.
All right, so this second incident pretty much sealed the reputation and fate of the park. Within the same year, the park was closed and the rides were sold.
Okay.
Now, remember that the rides were sold, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, sources say that the park claimed as many as 6 visitors within its 50 years of operation, but there's very little information available on the other deaths. Though I did find one article that briefly described 2 other deaths. So, according to that article, one man was ambushed in the park because he'd apparently had, like, a good amount of money on him.
Wow.
And I guess he was killed for it. It didn't really specify if he lived or not, but, you know.
Wow. Classy.
Yeah. another man is said to have jumped from the top of the spinning Ferris wheel and died instantly from the fall.
Wow, was that purpose, or on purpose, or it didn't tell you?
It didn't really tell me, but the wording kind of led me to believe that it was on purpose.
Yikes. That's really dark. Let me go to this super happy place and just off myself.
I mean, who knows? Maybe he had his first kiss there with the love of his life, and then she left him, and it was obviously all her fault. So he ended his life because he could never be happy again.
Well, okay, case closed.
All right, so the property was eventually sold as well. The man who purchased it from Snido was Gaylord White Sr.
Oh.
Yes. So he had once worked at the amusement park and had dreams to restore it to its former glory. Although some sources say he was actually a businessman, he wanted to build homes on the property.
Okay.
Yeah. Based on some interviews that him and his family have done later, it seems more likely that he was, in fact, a former employee and his main goal was to restore the park. As with time, stories change. Why? My microphone is just shaking and it's hanging from a shelf above me that I'm not touching.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Ah, gosh, I am just getting all sorts of off track. In his attempt to reopen and restore the park, White purchased a vintage circular swing and Ferris wheel from someone in New Jersey. He quickly set to work getting the swing set up, and as he was doing so, he became really curious as to its history. Fortunately for him, the rides had their original serial numbers on them, and he tracked it down.
Okay.
It turned out he had actually purchased the original swing.
I bet he did. Ooh.
Yeah, not a big fan, not really here for it. But hey, mission accomplished. He's restoring it to its natural beauty. Whew. He also added paddle boats, an entertainment stage for musical acts, and bumper cars.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, didn't matter though. These efforts did not pay off. Due to low attendance and high insurance rates, the park only remained open for 3 short years.
Oh.
Yeah, which I mean, can't imagine why people didn't want to go to the death park, but okay.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, back then, I think people actually valued their lives. Weird concept.
Yeah, super weird.
I can't say I relate to it now, but. While the park had been open, people reported strange sights and sounds, which probably didn't help the attendance any.
Probably not.
It was after the park closed for the final time that the true history behind Lake Shawnee became known to Gaylord White. At some point, the White family began to dig on the land, probably in hopes of making something of it. So here's another thing with my research. So certain articles said, yeah, they reopened the park for 3 years. Other articles said, no, they never reopened the park because they did their dig first, which caused them to stop, which I'll get into. It seems more likely that they did actually reopen the park for 3 years, but then when they wanted to change something more drastically, the digging occurred.
Oof.
I don't know. I'm just reporting what I found. So,
Okay.
if you guys know like the full official story, I don't know how, but feel free to message me. I'd love to know.
Same. Just message the podcast and we could do an update.
Yes. Ooh, updates. That'd be fun. All right. So, at some point, the White family began to dig on the land, and that's when they unearthed bones and Native American artifacts.
Of course they did.
Yeah, so it's at this point that they were actually smart and decided to stop what they were doing. And they called in archaeologists from Marshall University. So the archaeologists came on site and they managed to uncover 13 sets of remains,
Holy shit.
most belonging to children.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Only some of those appeared to belong to indigenous people. They determined that the land had likely belonged to two tribes at some point, and likely had over 3,000 bodies buried beneath its soil.
Holy crap.
Don't like any of that. It's thought that a widespread illness may have forced the Shawnee to leave the area or even wiped them out completely. the archaeologists at this point noped the fuck out of there and were like, we're not going to keep doing this because smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. They also determined, yeah, this is probably sacred land and we just shouldn't be doing this. So, yeah, completely aborted mission. Finally, they also determined that the land had likely been abandoned for approximately 700 years before settlers had arrived.
Holy shit.
Yes. Now, the known past of Lake Shawnee dates back to the 18th century. In the late 1700s, Mitchell Clay moved his family, quote-unquote, out west, where they established an 800-acre farm. He and his wife would raise 14 children on this land.
Whoa!
Gross. Yeah, I saw 14 children, and I'm just like, no fucking thank you.
Holy crap.
I mean, I don't think birth control was a thing in the 18th century, so that makes sense, but like, what?
Yeah, no thanks. 14, no.
I'd just be like, no sex ever. Cut your dick off. We're done.
Never, ever again.
Oh, gosh. Like, after three, it's just nope. That's... ugh. Mm-hmm. Okay. In 1783, though, an unthinkable tragedy would befall them. So, on a day just like any other for the Clay family, Mitchell left his home to hunt. Meanwhile, two of his sons, Ezekiel, because of course there is an Ezekiel, and Bartley built a fence, while his daughter Tabitha washed laundry. A small group of Shawnee ambushed the two boys. Ambushed? Oh my god. Okay. A small group of Shawnee ambushed the two boys, shot and killed Bartley, then stabbed Tabitha to death as she either tried to protect her brother or attempted to run to the house.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's not great.
No.
It doesn't get better.
Awesome.
Clay's wife took notice of what was happening and ran with the other kids, all 11 of them, several miles to a neighbor's house. The Shawnee then took the remaining brother, Ezekiel, as a captive and returned home. And some places say home is Ohio.
Okay.
So, like, that just confuses the fuck out of me because they traveled from Ohio to West Virginia to kidnap and murder people who may or may not be on this land and then went back?
Yeah, what was the point?
Don't know. But that's what something said.
All right, then. I'll take it.
So Clay returned home from his hunting trip to find his family members massacred and missing.
Nice.
Yeah, lovely. After gathering other settlers, he buried his two children before setting off on a rescue and revenge mission. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the decision to bury his two children first meant that by the time the revenge party arrived, Ezekiel had already been burned alive at the stake.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. My theory behind why this happened is because if there were 3,000 bodies of indigenous people buried beneath this land, it's very possible that they're like, yeah, you're on our sacred land, pal.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, that would be the only thing that made sense, but it does make sense.
Yeah, but like, from Ohio, how would they know?
Right, especially back then. Like, it's not like somebody Snapchatted them a picture and was like, hey, dude, you know that land you're trying to keep sacred? Some honkies on it.
Hey, dude, hiding in the kitchen cabinets. Police can't find me. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
There is no end to human stupidity, you guys.
Never. Hey, Rebecca, guess what?
What?
I got my Heathen Hippo candle in the mail today.
Really? So did I.
Yeah, so I got the fireside scent, and it is literally my favorite thing in the world right now.
I got my white tea and fig scent, and same.
Yeah, they're amazing. Not to mention, our cute little logo looks so good on the front of this candle.
I 100% agree, and I don't know. I want to send one to everyone.
Same. They're super affordable. They're natural because they're made out of soy.
And because they're made out of soy and they're natural, they burn evenly. There's no lingering smoky smell. And they even use my favorite wood wicks.
Yeah, so that nice little crackle. Oh my goodness.
Especially with fireside, I imagine that would be so nice.
Yeah, it's literally like I'm sitting next to a campfire in my cramped little studio. It's perfect.
I love it. So, guys, if you want one, there are 9 fragrances, 5 customizable font options, or you can get some of their really fun standard label options. They have some Joe Exotic ones that are calling my name. So, if you want to buy some of these adorable, affordable candles, go to Heathen Hippo on Etsy.
And you can use our little code CTKPOD and save 10%.
Yeah, so literally not seeing any reason you shouldn't do that.
So head on over right now, like right now.
Right now, do it. Okay. So in retaliation, the settlers killed several members of the Shawnee. And this part's just really a lot. They cut off pieces of their skin to use as razor straps.
Ooh.
And these skins would be passed down amongst their family members for several generations.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not great. Not a good look. But with a past like that, it's no wonder people have reported strange occurrences. Visitors have reported hearing footsteps, mysterious chants, and children.
Oh no, see, chants and children, I can handle hearing whispering, talking, but if I start hearing kids laughing and chanting, hell no.
Yeah, I imagine the chants sound more like indigenous chanting, and then children is more like giggling and like screaming from like being on a ride, but.
Oh, that just gave me chills. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I hate all of it. I also like what sucks is so because these headphones are like slightly noise canceling and my room shares a wall with like the kitchen, I can hear people talking and but it's very muffled and I'm like, "No, I'm being haunted."
No, no thanks.
Yeah, don't like it. Okay. A swing will reportedly move and sway beneath your hand while no wind is blowing.
Ooh.
Yeah, cold air can be felt on this swing, but in the center, it's nice and warm.
Okay.
And orbs have reportedly been seen floating above and around the swing set.
Right.
There's actually one photo someone posted on TripAdvisor where it looks like. I mean, it looks like somebody did it with like light painting photography techniques, but it like it's very visibly like the shape of a doll or a little girl that's just all light. So I'll be posting that. I don't know how real I think it is, but
Okay.
who knows?
Right.
Gaylord White Sr. has said that when he worked at the original park, he always felt like there was a presence behind him. This presence would occasionally tap his shoulder or arm.
Ugh.
Yeah, no, thank you. Once he owned the park, he claimed to have actually encountered the spirit of the girl who was killed on the swing.
I could see that.
Yeah, so this story has actually been relayed by his son, Gaylord White II.
What a name.
Truly, like, why? It just makes me want to watch Meet the Fockers, though, real
right?
bad.
Asshole.
Oh my god, and now I want chimichangas. Okay, let's just... Moving on. All right, so he says that when his father would mow the field on his tractor, he'd often feel a weight on his shoulders. One day, he actually turned around to find that a little girl in a tattered pink dress was riding along with him.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, yeah, that was my reaction. So OG Gaylord took this to mean that she liked the tractor. So he got off of it and left it in the field.
Oh my god, all I pictured is him leaving it running and it just like going through the field on its own.
Oh my god, no, now I have the scene from Sinister in my head where, spoiler alert, they're like the freaking lawnmower goes over somebody's head.
Oh yeah, ew.
Yeah, that also one of my worst nightmares. Fun times. So, yeah, he basically just gifted the little girl a tractor she can't use, and it supposedly still sits where he left it to this day.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. He also described a muffled talking that could be heard on the property. Ugh. So Gaylord White II said that he has come across a young girl as well. He stated, "She looked at me, and as long as she looked at me, I couldn't move."
Ew.
Yeah, I hate that. Mm-hmm. In October of 2005, Lake Shawnee Amusement Park was actually featured on Scariest Places on Earth. A psychic who had gained permission to accompany the crew actually wanted to leave due to the spiritual energy being too strong.
I don't know if I buy that, but that used to be one of my favorite shows.
I've actually never seen it.
Favorite. It was only on the air for like 2 years, but it was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, it wasn't available on any of the like 8 streaming platforms I have, and I mm-hmm. was not about to pay for another one.
Yeah.
So please donate to our Patreon if you want me to be able to watch spooky shows. I'm totally kidding, but anyways. All right. The psychic, as well as the crew, refused to enter the park at night for that exact reason, though. So,
okay.
Interesting. In 2010, a show called Ghost Lab also paid a visit to the park. One crew member claimed to have gotten stuck inside of the ticket booth.
Ooh.
Yeah. As she was by herself, she had to resort to screaming for help to get out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not about that life for me. Mm-mm. When she was finally found and freed by coworkers, she was so panicked that she ended up going to the hospital.
Oh, God.
You want to know what makes this whole thing worse?
What?
The ticket booth doesn't have a lock on it.
Ah! Ew! 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 Don't like it.
I was really hoping I'd get that response from you at least once in our little run here.
Oh my god. Blech.
Yeah, it's not my favorite. Other visitors have reported rides moving on their own, and more than one person has seen an apparition sitting in the same exact Ferris wheel car. My thoughts are maybe that's the spirit of the gentleman who jumped to his death, maybe?
Yeah, seems likely.
Yeah, nobody in the articles I read seemed to put those two together, but...
Wow. Detective yeah. Rebecca.
Here I am, guys. I'm just solving all the cases. Oh my gosh. Okay. If you want to see what all of the hype is about, you are welcome to contact Chris White, who I guess is now the owner, and I'm assuming a relative of Gaylord White. So you can contact him for a chance to visit. One review on TripAdvisor reads, "We've had some unbelievable experiences, to include catching a full-body apparition on camera of who we believe is the young boy who was scalped." Side note here. Nowhere did I read a boy was scalped.
Oof.
But I guess you'll just have to go visit to find out.
Yuck.
Yeah, super gross. Don't like any of it. Continuing with the actual review, though, it seemed to follow us around, even touching the shoulder of my stepson.
Yuck.
In fact, his phone captured, on its own, mind you, an orb that was flying and some really weird growls to go along with it.
Ew, growls? No.
You may not have anything happen to you, but we've found that it usually happens when you're not expecting it, and mostly late at night. No matter what, the history is awesome, the hosts are great, and there's food! The food part of that is, it really just speaks to the heart of me, though. Like, just the whole time I'm like, okay, so you can go tour this cool haunted place with like old rides and stuff up, but like, is there food though?
Right, that's my question with everything. Hey, you want to go here with me? Can we get food?
Yeah, like, will there be food there? Is this like an eat before situation? Like, what it yeah. be?
Right, so there needs to be some plan of action for feeding me. Thanks.
Well, that is all I could find on that little horrifying amusement park. As per the usual, my sources will be linked in our show notes because there are just a lot of them, and I don't think you guys want to listen to us rant off show note or sources. So. Anyways, and we are going to do CTKs at the end of this because, unfortunately, I'm not really feeling great this week. So we are not going to be releasing episodes next week, but we will be back. What day is that? Let's see. Sorry, I probably should have, like, looked this up beforehand, but again, we're professionals.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're real profesh, you guys. Okay, so it looks like the 12th of Wednesday will be when our next episode releases. The 12th of Wednesday. Oh, my God. Okay.
Wednesday, the 12th of August.
Yeah, isn't it gross that it's already August, though?
Yeah, that's awful. I mean, it is gross, but I'm also excited for October. I just hope once October gets here, the whole month goes really slow.
Same. But, like, also, speed up. But also, this has been the longest fucking year, but it has also flown by, and my mind does not know what to make of any of it.
Right. It's been crazy.
It has been wild, as we've determined is one of my favorite words. All right. So, Katie, what are your CTKs this week?
Okay, so this didn't directly happen to me, but it happened not far from where I live. And, I mean, we hear and read different true crime stories every day. Like, you know, we either share them in our Facebook group or we share them on our personal Facebook. So we're constantly just researching without needing to research into true crime topics.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something that happened not far from my hometown that just, like, ripped my heart out of my chest.
Oh, boy.
So there was this woman. Her name was Kayla Kyle. She was 31. She was leaving a Family Dollar store in Lumberton, North Carolina. And this man, she had two kids with her. I'm not really sure how old her kids were. I want to say they were 6 and 9. I know one of them was 9 and the little girl was younger. But regardless, they were two kids under 10 years old. And she was getting into her vehicle. She had already strapped her kids in their car seats or whatever. And this man came up to her vehicle and was like basically trying to get her to get out so he could take her car. Well, she's got her two kids. So she's like, fuck off. No. So she goes to jump in her car, and as she jumps in her car, he shoots her in front of her two kids. and she did not make it. And while this is going on, the 9-year-old little boy grabs her cell phone and calls her mom and is like, somebody's shooting our mom. So she was on the phone while all of this happened, and it happened in front of this girl's kids. And then not only did he shoot her, he also shot into a vehicle that was backing out, I guess because she saw it, or maybe the same instance, but he shot and killed her, and she was only 41. So that, like, I don't know if it was because it's so close to home or the fact that her kids saw that. That's been bugging me really bad for, like, the past week. And they haven't figured out who it is. They do have a suspect in custody, but they're not sure if that's exactly who it was. Whoever it was wearing, like, all black and a hoodie, so you couldn't see any of their features. And, of course, the kids were scared to death, so you can't really ask them questions.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping to see some updates for this case, but that just really, like, it's been weighing heavy on my mind. Because I just can't get, like, the mental image of those kids seeing their mom be murdered.
Not to mention being their mom's mother on the phone, hearing that happen, and then not knowing what's going to happen to your grandkids.
Yeah. And being helpless.
Yeah, and being completely helpless and just, oh, God.
Yeah, so that was pretty gut-wrenching, because it is fairly local. I've seen updates, like, small updates on the case pretty much every day, and I've been trying to follow it as close as possible, so it's definitely something that I'm probably gonna cover in the future as soon as I get a lot more details. But yeah, that definitely shook me to my core. So what were your CTKs for this week?
No, you've got one more, honey. One that's actually personal to you. So last week, or not last week, so Sunday, I think we recorded on whatever day we recorded last.
Mm-hmm.
it's been a ride, you guys. Whatever day we recorded last, after we were done recording our episode, you were telling me you asked Stuart to bring you something.
Yeah. So what were we? Was it the Ouija board episode? What was it?
I don't remember.
Okay, so it was some.
Well, we recorded three episodes the day we did the Ouija board episode, so.
Yeah, so it was one, and, like, I want to say both of us kept commenting on how we were hearing things.
And being haunted.
Right. Through the entire recording. So Stuart texted me while we were recording, and I didn't get it until right as I was, you know, ending the session or whatever. So I checked my phone, and it was, you know, I didn't really pay attention to the time. I just knew that he had left and was coming back and going to, like, the store. And the corner store, I could literally walk there in 5 minutes. So to drive there and come back is, like, at the most a 10-minute trip.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured maybe he had went and come back. And I was like, hey, I don't even remember what I asked him, but I was like, hey, babe, something, whatever. And I heard, okay. And I was like, all right. So I went, I changed my clothes, and I walked in the living room, and nobody was home. So I'm, like, texting Rebecca because, I mean, you know, both of us were dealing with whatever we were hearing. So I text her as soon as I notice he wasn't home. And as I'm texting her, he walks through the door, and I'm like, okay, so I'm definitely not crazy. You've been gone this whole time. And he's like, yeah, what's wrong? And I was like, I literally asked you a question or made a statement, whatever, and you answered me. And he was like, no, whatever. Well, and I haven't told you this part.
Oh, good.
So remember how I had mentioned him and I both had seen something standing close to our bed?
I tried to forget it, but yep, I remember. Couldn't burn it out of my brain.
Sorry. So that night, we were laying in the bed, and we typically don't watch TV in bed. Like, I have a TV in the room that I record in for when I'm, like, researching or whatever for background noise, and then we have a TV in our living room. Well, I had put a TV in our bedroom because I found a really great deal on a Fire Stick and I had to buy one. So I bought it and put it in our bedroom so that while Stuart was watching what he wanted to watch, I was just sitting in the bed watching what I wanted to watch. So I don't know if you're familiar with like all the pieces to a Fire Stick. So there's an adapter, the actual Fire Stick, and then a cord you have to plug in that is also plugged into like an adapter. So I put all of this together. I plug it into the TV, plug it into the wall. I go in to tell him, hey, I'm going to watch TV, you know, whatever. And I go back in the room and all the pieces are taken apart, laying on my bed. And that was just a quick walk down the hallway. Hey, babe, I'm going to watch TV and walk right back. So it's not like my dogs could have snatched it out, because that's what I tried to convince myself. Maybe one of my dogs just snatched it out the back of my TV or whatever, because I mean, they're not, definitely not above snatching a cord. But yeah, that's been bugging me a little too.
Yeah, Ghosty does not want you to have a TV in the room.
Yeah, so I took it out.
Yeah.
Because we already see stuff in there, and I'm supposed to feel safe in my bed.
Yeah, you are. That's horrifying.
So, what are your CTKs?
Mine are sitting in the sweltering hot closet. I genuinely feel like I'm gonna faint, so that's really fun. But I've also just been feeling like absolute garbage all week. I don't have COVID, you guys. Don't worry. I don't leave my house enough for that to happen. Obviously, it could happen from just leaving your house once, but like, no, I'm sick once a month, so it's fine. I mean, it's not fine, but you know, it is what it is. Also, so like a positive one for me is that after we talked about our hauntings, mine seemed to kind of let up like a lot.
Good.
It's almost like whatever presence is here just wanted to be acknowledged. So, or it's like, hey, if you girls are gonna get famous, like, throw me a little thanks.
Yeah. Give me like a cameo.
Yeah, something. So I guess whenever we get merchandise, we'll have to make our little ghosty friend a t-shirt. Other than that, not so positive one. There was like a 4.2 earthquake this morning at 4 a.m. And so like I was telling Katie while we were recording, my mic was shaking back and forth. And so I have it suspended. It's not like resting on the desk. It's like suspended from a shelf above me that doesn't touch anything that could cause movements, like aside from the wall. So, aftershocks, yay. And like 4.2 earthquakes don't really do much for me. Like, I very specifically, oh my God. So, okay. I very specifically, Katie, did you ever go on a website called Gaia Online?
No.
Oh my God, it's like the nerdiest fucking thing. So you like have this little avatar and you can buy like clothes and stuff for it. And it's like people who are really into anime back in like the early 2000s would go on this website all the time. So I was on that. And one night there was like a 5.1 earthquake with like a magnitude like a mile from my house, or an epicenter like a mile from my house. So I'm just sitting there talking with my online friends, and then like everything in my house is shaking. Like, there's no way you could miss that an earthquake was happening. But me, being the fucking, I don't know, preteen I was, I'm just sitting there and I'm like, hey guys, tip, 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 tip. I think there's an earthquake happening right now. I guess I should probably go check on my family and make sure they're okay.
Oh my God.
It's at like, this is like midnight or 1 in the morning, and it's just the most absurd thing. But this is like one of the most distinct memories I have of being at that house. And so, like, I literally told my friends, like, BRB.
Oh my God.
And only then did I go check on my family members who are all asleep while this earthquake's happening.
Wow, priorities.
I mean, in California, okay, so there's a College Humor, I think it's a College Humor video where it's like Californians when it rains and it's like everybody's fucking panicking, and then so like the rain lets up and they're like, "Oh God, good, we're saved, everything's fine." And then there's like a giant earthquake and somebody from out of town's like, "Holy shit, did you guys just feel that earthquake?" And they're like, "What? It's Tuesday." So like really, I'm terrified of like the big one, but who isn't? But oh my God, yeah, no. So like earthquakes aren't a thing, but for whatever reason, the fact that there was one and then my mic was shaking just had me a little spooked, especially since I have really heavy things directly over my head in this closet. So,
Yeah,
you
maybe
know.
that should change.
Well, then I'd have nowhere to put my super witchy cool books and my games and my decorative stuff. So,
Well, okay.
hey, live by what I love, I'll die by what I love. It's fine.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that about wraps it up. So, again, guys, we're not going anywhere. We're just taking a week break. You will have a new episode, not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday. Yeah, and I don't think we're even going to list where you can find us or like the actual names of it because you already know. So you can support us on Patreon. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Or send us emails. Katie, where can they send us emails?
Yeah. Send us
Where can
listener
they send us
stories
emails?
to chills, thrills, and kills at gmail.com.
Oh gosh, I will be editing that last bit. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, until next time.
Bye.
Bye.